Science Firm Integrity. We have a SIDREP. The targets that are being discussed right now, it's the far side, near side comparison, and hearing some great discussion of browns and greens and the Aristarchus Plateau and how those disappear to go toward the North Pole, and then over to the far side, you lose the color. You've got Jeremy in window 2, Reed in window 1, having a great discussion. Reed is in window 3. Christina's under window 1, documenting the discussion. And we've got the lights completely off in the cabin. There are some LEDs that we cannot put out that do provide some light scatter. But we have all of the internal lights off. And are letting our eyes adjust as best we can. The window 4 view, you only get about a third of the moon. Tycho is going to go over the horizon soon, and you can see Aristarchus, and then you start to lose the view as you go to the west in Oceanus and Procellarum. So far, the team is on the plan, and the long lens is being put to good use, and recordings are being made, and internal documentation of the configuration and the observations is ongoing. Science, do you have any questions for us at this time?
Integrity Science. Victor, very glad that you provided the first formal science sit-rep, as these were indeed your idea. One follow-up question, any relationship between those browns and greens you described? Do you see them blending into one another, and do you see any topography associated with either color?
Connected to CMN Network.
I don't want to bother the window team. I just heard that, overheard that, and so I'm sorry I don't have that detail yet. I will eavesdrop and see if I can pick that up. I will try to answer that at some point. I also heard a comparison of the albedo in Aristarchus, that crater, the very high albedo spot. You can see it on the near side. There is a feature called, I believe, Virgin Alpha, that is equally or maybe higher albedo.